Hey guys, and welcome back to part two of Previews. Previews, the most brilliant name I've ever concocted. This is where I, Tim, at @mad_dog_Tim on the Twitters, and Capes and Scouts Podcast on the Instagrams, and Capes and Scouts Podcast at gmail.com if you want to email me something silly like a picture of a goldfish that you colored in and it's been on your fridge for 4 years. I want to see it. I want to judge it. So thank you to everybody who checked out part one. I hope it's helpful. I hope you guys enjoy this. So here's part two. This is essentially the giant book. The book that people fear, that they don't want to go through, that they just want to tell their comic book store what they want the week before, and their comic book store cries because there's no copies for their shelf. I am doing this to help you become a better consumer and to help your store. This episode is sponsored by Life As We Know It, which is a podcast hosted by Vanessa and Emily. Make sure you check them out. They're new. They're just getting started. Let's see what they have to say. Let's see how life is according to them. Let's see how they know it. I know how I know it, but how do they know it? The only way to know is to check them out. First up, from Image Comics, we have Spawn number 300. This is the big one, people. It's written by Todd McFarlane and Scott Snyder. It has art by Todd McFarlane and Greg Capullo, as well as others. This is the big, monumental milestone for independent comics. Although you can argue Image is no longer independent, it was initially. So, basically, this is going to become the longest-running independent comic book series. I believe it is beating Cerebus for that title with its 301st issue. Cover J is probably the one you want to ask for. That is the parody cover that everybody's going to want. That is a parody of Amazing Spider-Man number 300, which was drawn by Todd McFarlane initially. As far as the story of issue 300, who cares? It's Spawn 300. Just order it and love it forever and whatnot. Spawn has picked up in the recent years. It's been doing really well. Kind of had like a resurgence. But I have not been reading it. I do not know the current storyline. Don't let that, you know, dissuade you. I myself will be ordering this. I want to check it out. Because I look at it as, if you made it to 300, you better give me something good in a 300th issue. This is your chance where people are going to tune in. This is your chance to show us what you got and to wow us. This is your chance, McFarlane, to really get new and capture the imaginations of the new readers and pull them into your story. Into your world, show them what you can do. Show them what you've always done. This is the issue for it to happen. If it's going to happen, it's this issue. So whether it's a colossal smash or a complete piece of garbage, you're probably going to want to find out for yourself. I say get it. Next up, sticking with Image, we have White Trees, number one. This is a two-issue mini, which is kind of unusual. And it does take place in the Black Sand universe. Why did I pick it? I'll tell you why. It is written by Chip Zdarsky with Chris Anka on art. And coloring Matt Wilson, is on the colors. I love this combination of a creative team. I love Chip Zdarsky. Chip Zdarsky started as kind of like a silly man doing silly, weird, pervy books. He's so much more than that, and I love that he's been able to show that to everybody, especially with his Daredevil run. Especially with his Peter Parker run, he gets old school Marvel. He gets the tone comics used to have, and he's bringing it back in his own way. I love the man. I think the man's a genius. I don't know anything about Black Sand Universe. I know little about Black Sand Universe. I still want to check this out. It's two issues. That's not a huge commitment, and I'm going to see him do some sword and sorcery style storyline, which I have not really seen from him, and I need to see it. I know the man can do a lot. Sticking with Image, we have Berserker Unbound, issue 1 of 4. This is written by Jeff Lemire with art by Mike Deodato Jr. And let me just say, this doesn't look like a bad issue. It is essentially, though, basically it's a berserker, a barbarian found in our time. He's clearly like a Conan-style character. Not that he's a direct ripoff or anything. I don't know that. He could be. I don't know. But he finds his way to our time, he has to battle a wizard, and he's very confused by our modern technology. That, in of itself, is fine, good. Jeff Lemire's fantastic. Mike Deodato's fantastic. My problem with it is, this is exactly, almost word for word, the plot of Amy Chu's last run of Red Sonja, which is not the current one, but the one that wrapped right before it. I understand they're two different companies. I understand that multiple discovery is an actual phenomenon where people have the same idea, almost to a T, and they come about it different ways, and somebody comes out first, the other one looks a little inferior by comparison. I'm not saying this is going to be terrible. I'm just saying it's unfortunate, the timing, if this is in fact just the same multiple discovery kind of scenario. I like Jeff Lemire. He can do very little wrong in my eyes. Deodato's always been fun. I really enjoyed his art. So we'll see. We'll see what goes on with this. And I'm going to check it out. But I just, initially, I'm like, why am I reading an old previews? Is this a mistake? Is this an old Red Sonja description? I don't know what's going on. I would love to hear what Amy Chu thinks of it, especially after it comes out. Maybe we'll give her a copy and see what she thinks. And finally, wrapping up what's out with Image, Invisible Kingdom has its very first trade paperback coming out in August. This is by G. Willow Wilson, of course, who's known for her run on Miss Marvel and creating Miss Marvel, essentially, and just really being an awesome, awesome writer at Marvel with an incredible run. Also features art by Christian Ward. I think this book was a lot of fun. I read the first two issues. I enjoyed it. It is potentially a great book. So if you're like on the fence, or if you just love her and you didn't check it out, now's the time to get in on it. See what you think. It's a very unique story about a sci-fi. It's a sci-fi story that focuses on this delivery company that has some hardships initially with their ship. They're on an unusual planet. There's also space nuns, for lack of a better term. They are awesome. You need to read it for yourself. Next, we're going to move on to IDW. First up, we have Marvel Action Captain Marvel #1 of 3 by Sam Maggs and Sweeney Boo. I know what I just said. It sounds like a Marvel book. It's Marvel characters being written by IDW. These are their young reader stories. Much like the Scooby-Doo book that I mentioned on part one, it appeals to a wide age range, but it gears younger and tries to make itself accessible to young readers. I love the partnership between Marvel and IDW on their young reader books. And if you have a kid who is trying to get into comics, maybe they loved Captain Marvel, this is a good time to find these IDW books and help them get into the correct books they want to read from Marvel. And from everybody, honestly. Now, rapid fire from IDW. Here's what we got. We have My Little Pony, The Feats of Friendship by Ian Flynn and Tony Fleece. We have Starcadia Quest, #1 of 3. James Roberts does this, who he wrote some Transformers, along with Aurelio Mazzara. And then we have the trade for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder in Hell. People are going nuts for this miniseries. It'll be over by this point. I think it's worth checking out. The writer and the artist is Mateo Santo Lucao, if I can read my own handwriting. And finally from IDW, Glow versus the Star Primas, trade paperback, Teenie Howard, Hannah Templar. I read issue one of this and I loved it. You don't need to have seen the show Glow. You benefit from seeing it, absolutely. And just like the show, you don't have to love wrestling to love the storyline of Glow. Now going to Dynamite Comics, we have The Death-Defying Devil, issue 1 of 5. This is being written by Gail Simone and features Walter Giovanni on art. The Death-Defying Devil, the devil character, has been around for an eternity. He is old school, very old school character, and Dynamite has done good by these characters over the years. This is not this character's first miniseries or series, but with Gail Simone behind it, I need to know what she does. She is very capable of writing fantastic stories, and I want to be there to read it because I can't stop raving about her Secret Six, and that was over a decade ago. Next up, from Boom, we have Angel, #1, by Brian Edward Hill and Gleb Melnikov. This is tying into your Buffy universe. If you're a Buffy fan, you're probably going to need this. If you casually just want to read an interesting vampire story, it's probably worth looking into. I don't know if it's the best one to start with, but, you know, why not? What do you care? You've wasted $4 way dumber, right? Am I right? I know I'm right. Also from Boom, we have Giant Days, Volume 11 by John Allison and Max Sarin. I read this book. I love this book. I have bought every trade as they come out. It is slice of life. It is three girls off of college just having... It's just silly and slice of life at the same time. It's brilliant. I think it's one of the best books in comics in a long time. In a very long time. So if you like non-superhero stories and you just want to enjoy what you're reading, just have a fun read, this is the one for you. It's been strong throughout. Now we're going to shift over to Action Lab, where we have Spencer and Locke, Volume 2. You may remember we interviewed the writer of Spencer and Locke when we were at AwesomeCon this year, David Pepos. And he, if you're not familiar with Spencer and Locke, for shame, you should know. No, that's fine. Spencer and Locke is the story, essentially, it's Calvin and Hobbes, if Calvin grew up and he has his psychological issues, his friends started to get murdered, and then he is imagining the Hobbes character as his partner in a detective noir story. The first one was a smash hit. This one aims to do just as well. I love the guy. I think this book's fantastic. I think it's worth checking out. Now we go to Aftershock. This is a book by Juan Doe. He is a writing and he is the artist on this book. He's known for Dark Ark, World Reader. He has a very unique style. I know Pat from Does Pat Get It wasn't a big fan of it when he read Dark Ark. But he's got a cool style. I enjoy it. I could see what Pat was saying. But this is called Bad Reception. This is a story of a celebrity wedding taking place kind of in a remote location where there's not really good Wi-Fi, and it's just all these celebrities, all their guests are this big well-known people, and then people start murdering them. So it is a story about isolated murder, which is nothing new, but when you add this little caveat that it's a celebrity wedding and has to, I'm sure, coverage our idol worship of celebrities, it sounds like a fun read. We'll see how it goes. It's always interesting. It's usually very intimate when the person writing it, drawing it, coloring it, inking it, doing everything is one person. So we'll see how Juan does. I think the guy's pretty talented. All right, and now I'm going to recommend some stuff from the deep, dark back of the previews book. Things that just might scare you because that book is thick. It's like a phone book every month. So let's talk about it. First, I got from Chronicle Books, Star Wars, Rey and Pals, hardcover graphic novel by Jeffrey Brown. This is a $15 hardcover. If you're not familiar, this is the guy who did Vader and Son. It is slice of life, fun, kind of cartoony styles of Star Wars characters. This one focusing on Rey. Next up, Dynamic Forces, which is a company that focuses on autographs and alternate covers and sketch covers and authenticating these things with the artists and the writers, if you're not familiar. They're doing an Invisible Woman number one. She has a miniseries coming out. It is signed by writer Mark Waid. You can get that for $29.99, and it comes with a certificate saying Mark Waid signed it. Or for $80, you can get one with artist Adam Hughes. Adam Hughes is awesome. Waid is also awesome. They're cheap ways to get good signatures on them. And the book looks fun, so we'll see what happens with that. Next up, from Scout Comics, we have Headless, number one. I didn't write down the writer-artist because I'm a terrible human being. But Headless focuses on the Headless Horseman. He appears in 1987 Salem, Massachusetts, to turn women into witches. It sounds fun. It sounds like your Paper Girls kind of story, your Stranger Things kind of story, mixed in with one of the greatest stories of all time, the Sleepy Hollow kind of story. You know, I'm just going to imagine it's Christopher Walken the whole time, like in that movie, but is that really so bad? Next up from Valiant Comics, we have a new Dr. Mirage miniseries that's going to run 5 issues. It's by Magdalene Visiaggio and Nick Rubles. It looks kind of fun. I don't know. Dr. Mirage hasn't had a ton of success in the old Valiant or the new Valiant, but Valiant in general has been a lot of fun to read, and I like the way their universe is kind of linked together. It's more intimate because it's less titles in general, so I think the history of the world as of its return in, I believe it was 2012. It's very rich, and it's very developed, and it all kind of serves a purpose together in some loose kind of way. And finally is a Funko Pop. Yeah, I picked a Funko Pop to put on here. And Max, you're gonna want this, Max. This is a pop vinyl from Spider-Man Far From Home. It is Mysterio. Why did I pick the Mysterio from this? Because I think it's amazing. It is the plastic dome, you know, the dome around his head, but inside it has kind of a cloudy effect, so you can't really see his face. It just looks awesome. I know Max loves Mysterio. You all should love Mysterio. I'm sure you will after this movie comes out, because it looks like it's going to be treated well. And, yeah, if you're going to buy a pop, I only buy a handful. I want this one. And I wouldn't have thought I would want a Mysterio pop. I, unlike Max, don't care one way or the other about the character, but Max loves it. Max, you need this. Get it. All right, and that's it. That's it. It's simple. It's done. No big deal, right? No harm, no foul. You guys enjoyed it. Hopefully this makes you picking out your books a little bit easier, and it helps your local comic book store because they have the correct quantities for you. And, you know, every time you go into your comic book store and you're like, I read this book. It was good. Let's add it to my pull bin. There's no guarantee they have enough copies of the next couple issues. They probably can't. If it's an issue one, they can't help you until issue four. That's the kind of deal with comic book stores. It's not their fault. It's the setup of Diamond. It's not so much Diamond's fault either. You gotta keep on top of it because they have these previews for you. The more you look into the previews, the more you look online and see what's coming out, the better you can help your stores, help local comic book stores. It is not an easy life. It's a life we love, though. All right, and thanks again to our sponsor, Life As We Know It. It's a podcast. Vanessa, Emily, you love them because I told you you do. And go listen to their podcast. I'm Tim at @Mad_Dog_Tim if you want to yell at me on Twitter. I love being yelled at. Kind of a hobby of mine. So let me know what you think. We have a lot more content coming your way. New tapes and scowls will be premiering soon. And other cool new things I'm not supposed to tell you about. So I'm not going to. Have a good night.